Only good can happen to me. Say it. Only good can happen to me. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Only good can happen to me. Prophesy with me. Only good, only good, only good, only good, only good can happen to me. Only good, only good, only good, only good, only good can happen to me. Only good, only good, only good, only good, only good can happen to me. Only good, only good, only good, only good, only good can happen to me. Only good can happen to me. You see? Only good can happen to me. Only good can happen. Only good can happen. Only good can happen to me. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Mm-mm. Say it. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Want to know what's going to happen in the future? Only good can happen to me. Want to know what's going to happen in the future? Only good can happen to me. Want to know what the future looks like? Only good just happened to me. Want to know where you're going? Only good's going to happen to me. Want to know, want to see, want to say, want to do, want to good that happened to me? Only good's going to happen, only good's going to happen, only good's going to happen to me. Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. This is the day that God says he has made. He says, rejoice, be exceedingly glad in it. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise will continually be in my mouth. Do you want to feel good today? I was editing the song a little bit on my own today. Even if I can't see that he's working, I couldn't help it. I kept saying, even though I can see that he's working. And I tried, even though I can't feel, I couldn't do it. I said, even though I can feel that he's working. Even though I can see that you're working. Even though I can feel that you're working. Only good's going to happen. Only good's going to happen. Only good's going to happen to you. Because you can see that he's working. You can feel that he's working. And I can see and feel that he's working in you and me. Remember, Jesus, can you see me seeing you in me? Jesus, can you see me seeing you in me? Come on. Jesus, can you see me seeing you in me? Come on. Jesus, see me seeing you in... One more time. Jesus, see me seeing you in me. Jesus, see me seeing you in me. God's doing a new thing. You're it. What else would he do? Who else would he do it through? God's doing a new thing, and he's doing it through you. You're the instrument. He's made you the government of his will. He's created this incredible scenario. He wants you to control the narrative. You tell the story the way your faith sees it. What does your faith see? We shouldn't be wondering what the future looks like. We should be wandering in the future. We should be declaring, this is what God is doing. As Devo said earlier today, we should be being playful in the presence of the Lord, in play with God, in action with God, not playing God, not playing, but in play, in action, active, in relationship with the power and the authority of God. God has given us this incredible blank canvas, and he said, I want you to draw a picture. I want you to paint a landscape. I want you to tell me what you see. Because what you see by faith is going to become the reality, because God's given you dominion over the nations of the earth. I prophesy through this coming week, your steps are going to be so divine. The rest of this entire month We're going to mark it out. We're going to trace it out. We're going to draw the lines of success. And I want to tell you something. Success isn't what you do. Success isn't even really who you are. Success is what you receive. God is a giver. God is a giver. And He's given you all things that pertain to life. Everything that has to do with godliness and a relationship with Him. God's redefining through the body of Christ what success and joy is, what the church looks like, His presence, His appearance, His glory. God is a giver. I want you to say that with me. God is a giver. God is a giver. God is a giver. God is a giver. He's given me all things. You're going to be fruitful. This is a time I'm prophesying to you. You're going to be so fruitful, it's going to be staggering. So fruitful. I see it. So fruitful. The garden is so lush. It has to be trimmed. It has to be pruned. The fruit has to come in. The barns are full. And they're getting fuller all the time. Pray the Father of the harvest to send in laborers, because the harvest really is ready. This is that time you've been waiting for. This is that season you've been asking God for. That time of joy. That time of health. That time of blessing. That time of unity with your family and clarity in your heart and your mind. Freedom from everything that feels like a dungeon and a prison, because you found a better place to go. And that's the place that God has assigned you to. That's the place His Spirit is leading you into. Only good can happen. Only good can happen. Let heaven hear your faith. Only good can happen to you. Because the Lord is my shepherd. I can't want. He leads me where I'm supposed to go, so I can't get lost. He leads me beside quieted still water, so I can't lose my peace. He goes before me, and even in the presence of my enemy, He anoints my head with oil, and He prepares a table before me. I can feast in the presence of anything. No weapon formed against me can prosper, because only good can happen to me. The blessing of the Lord, it makes rich and adds no sorrow with it. He left you with peace, and He's given it to you. He's given you the spirit of wisdom and understanding, so you don't have to be confused. You're no longer lost. You're no longer bound. You're no longer afraid. Your fear is your offering before the Lord. You fear the living God with honor and praise and joy and respect. God is a giver, and He's given you everything you could possibly ever need. And so surpassing not just the present, but surpassing the future, you won't want for any good thing. Because the Lord God, He is your shepherd, and He's leading you in the way you should go. If you believe that, give the Lord praise this morning. You can take your seats. Take them like they're a gift. Take up your space. Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And the Scriptures say, we all with unveiled faces, beholding the glory of the Lord, are transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another degree of glory. I'm prophesying to you today. I'm telling you about the future. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. I'm going to tell you what the world's going to look like. And whether or not you see it is up to you. God is a giver. And we're not blessed because we obey God. That's not why you're blessed. We're not saved because we were in sin. We're not saved because we did right. We're not saved because of anything that we've done. God isn't pleased with you just because you obey Him. He's pleased with you if you receive from Him. Throughout the Scriptures, there is no power but of God. It just doesn't exist. There is no power. You don't have it. I don't have it. No one has it. The devil certainly doesn't have it. Demons certainly don't have it. God is all power at all times. He's all authority. He's all dominion. There isn't any place else to get power. Not only that, there isn't any place else to get peace. You can't go out and get peace. You can't go out and find joy. You can't work for it. I mean, you can work for it, but you can't get it by labor. Every good and perfect gift, everything, every good and every perfect gift comes down from the Father, from above, from the Father of lights in whom there is no variation, neither shadow of turning. Every single good thing that you get. The reason you obey God is because He gave you the gift of His Spirit. We can't do anything unless we get a gift. You know, you may say, well, I don't need anything from God to please Him. Well, I have news for you. You're not going to please God unless you receive the gift He gives you. We have to receive. It's time to receive. Doesn't that sound like fun? It's time to receive. It's time to stop working, and it's time to receive. And the labor and the effort of our giving is because He's giving through you who He is. There is no power but of God, and those powers which be are ordained of God. There isn't any authority out there trying to overcome you or trying to tear you down or trying to break you down. The only weapon, the only enemy of God is your carnal mind doubting that He's given you all things. That's the only enemy you'll ever have to fight with, is your own disagreement with God, who He is, what He's given, where He is. Where is He? He's here and now. Jesus said, I can't leave you, I can't forsake you, I'm with you always. The nature of God is He's omnipresent. He's with you. We say this all the time. He's with you in the fullness of all He is. What empowers us? Jesus said, you will be powerful when you receive a gift, the gift of the Holy Spirit. We think that we are blessed of God because we give. No, we're blessed of God because we receive. We only give because we've received the blessing of God. We only give because we've received what He has given to us. If you can hear me, if you can understand me, your world's going to change. And it can change from this very moment forward. Free from everything and anything, any prison, any imprisonment of your mind, anything that has troubled you or made you afraid, anything that you've been worried about, anything that you've wondered about, anything that you've doubted. The Word says, Jesus said, and His Word is life. Jesus said, I'm giving you the Spirit. And what does the Spirit do? Same thing that God does. He gives. He gives you life. You become a blessing because you've received a gift, not because you've worked for it. Remember, everything we receive from God is through His grace and His mercy. If it's by our obedience, then it is a transaction of exchange. And it can't be. And because it's not a transaction of exchange, you can never have too little. You can never be too least. The only way you can receive the gift of God is when you're overwhelmed by it and feel completely undeserving of it. Because it's a gift. Your salvation, your righteousness, your ticket to heaven, the kingdom of God, you don't get any of it because you did right. You get it all because you received well. You received it fully. You received what He's given you. He said, you will get power when you have received the gift of the Holy Spirit. You need to be better receivers. Some of you think you're great givers, but you'll be a lot better giver when you're a lot better receiver. God's the only one. Just imagine, God says, you can't please me unless you receive my gift. Everyone else is the opposite. You can only please me if you give me something I want. Give me your honor, give me your favor, give me your money, give me your time, give me your attention. That's how man is pleased when somebody gives to him. But God's the total opposite. He's pleased when you receive what he gives you. This is a very explosive, very fruitful, very enriching time. God's going to give you the kingdom. Wait. I thought you said we already have it. Do you? Jesus said, let me tell you, Jesus said one day, he said, let me tell you why I'm speaking in parables. He says, I'm speaking in parables because no one can see it any other way. He said, they have eyes to see, but they don't see. They have ears to hear, but they don't hear. What was he saying? You can only have it if you see it. It only belongs to you if you see that it's yours. Because you don't get it because it's available. It what? Anything God gives. You don't get it because it's available. You don't get it because it's free. You get it when you receive it as your own. A gift. No strings attached. A gift. But you have to know that the gift of God is overwhelming what you're deserving of. It's overwhelming your intelligence. It's overwhelming of your efforts. People get tired living by faith because they're not living by faith. They're living through a transaction with God. They're trying to make a transaction and they figure faith is the currency, and it's not. Faith isn't your ability to give to God. Faith is your ability to receive from God. And you can only release what you've received, or where are you going to get it? Go get some peace on your own. Go find some joy. There is no peace. There is no joy except through Christ. John 14:27 says, Jesus is speaking. He says, my peace I leave with you. My peace I'm giving to you. Everything, every time you see God say something, he's giving it to you. David said to his men one time, he said, let's walk victoriously. God has given us the victory. He's telling the guys, what's wrong with you? God has given us the victory. Gideon said the same thing. He said, God has given us the victory. God would say to David, David finally got it and realized, if God says, I've given it to you, I don't have any worries. God has given it to you, you don't have any worries. He's given it to you. There's no transaction you're ever going to make to get what God has, because then your transaction is equivalent to God's gift. Or then you're in debt, and now we're backwards. So if I bring to God my gift of whatever it is, and that's the reason I get blessed, then I'm saying I have the equivalent within myself of God's gift to me. Or if I say, well, I'll give, it's not equivalent, but I'll receive, now I'm in debt. And I'm worse off than I was before I gave the gift. The only way you receive from God is when you realize it's through grace and mercy, and it's overwhelming, you're deserving. That's who we are today. And only if you can see it, can you receive it. They have eyes to see, but they can't see. The Word says the only reason the enemy stole is because they didn't understand the kingdom. What does he mean? They didn't know it was a gift to them. It can drop out of the sky and it won't be yours. Not until you see it as yours, as a gift from the Father to you. And time doesn't dictate God. No more than being ready or being right dictates his love. God doesn't wait for the right time when you're in the right spot in order to share his love with you. In order for the time to be right, God's love is the right time. God's love is the right action. God's love is the right now. God's love is the right. And God is love. And everything we have and everything we'll ever receive and everything we ever do and everything that'll ever be done through us is going to be done as a gift. So you can't fall short. That's grace and that's mercy and that's the way it really works. And when you understand that, the doubt and fear that makes you fall over your own feet goes away because you don't have the equivalent of God's gift. You just have to receive it as His love and His mercy. And now you're seeing the character of God. Now you're beginning to have a relationship with the Father, because you can't have a relationship with God because you decide you want one. You can only have it when it's a revelation that is given to you. There it is again. And the Word says, and the Spirit gives you life. And God says, I will give you of my Spirit. That makes you feel powerful. How can I not see God working when it's not up to me to see? It's just up to me to receive His sight. Jesus, see me seeing you in me. See me, all I'm seeing is you and me. Even though I can see that it's working, even though I can feel that it's working, you've never stopped working. But I can see that you're working. I can feel that you're working. Not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. And my faith, my sight is my faith. I can see that you're working. My body can never tell me when God's working. My body wouldn't have a clue whether or not God's working. The carnal mind is not subject to the laws of God, neither indeed can it be. So if you were in the flesh, you can't. But you're not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the gift of the Holy Spirit dwells on the inside of you. This is going to be one of the most explosively productive, wealthy, rich, increased, glorious times for the nations of the earth, if you will see it. Prophecy are the eyes of the church. Prophecy and prophecies are the eyes of the church. God tells you what to see. That's also a gift. I'm telling you what to see. God says to Adam, when God made Adam and Eve, when God made creation, God made a creation that He could do one thing and one thing alone with. Give. That's all God wants to do. All God wants to do is give you. He doesn't want anything from you. That's why Jesus said, lay down your life and just die to yourself, because I don't need anything that you have. We'd stop backsliding if we knew we couldn't. I can't see myself backsliding. Can't do what I can't see. I can't act on what I don't believe. Believe I'm the righteousness of God in Christ. Why, that's what I can see that He's working. I can feel that He's working. I can't get rid of it. I can't get over it. I can't get beyond it. He's always working. There isn't anything from you that He requires except that you die to yourself and just receive who He is. That's just that simple. So what do we see today? I see Jesus coming on a cloud. Did you see Him come on a cloud the other day? He did it again. He just doesn't stop. Man, I thought I had to keep waiting and waiting and waiting, and I realize He keeps coming and coming and coming and coming and coming and coming. He just won't stop. He just doesn't stop it. He does it every single day. So I can walk in the kingdom of God that is not waiting on a specific time, because isn't God all time? Isn't He omnipresent? Isn't He all power at all times? Did or did not the fullness of God dwell bodily in Christ Jesus? Did He or did He not say, as I am, so are you in the world? And if there isn't anything that He requires from us, then we can't have too little of what is necessary in order to have the fullness of who He is and to live in that life. Remember, it is no longer I that lives, but Christ that lives in me. You're not fighting a demon or a devil or an issue. You're fighting your doubt. You're fighting yourself. You're blind, and you can't see afar off. Jesus doesn't overlook your sin, so you're stuck with it. No, he looks beyond it to your truth. He created you for his purpose and for his pleasure. You were and you are created. Jesus is looking for your truth. It has nothing to do with sin. It has nothing to do with the devil. It has nothing to do with what you don't have. It has nothing to do with your mistakes. You don't understand. It's so far beyond anything you could do because you're not God. Only God is. But he's invited you to receive who he is. And that's called being born again. A lot of church people, they don't really believe they're born again. They can't see their salvation. They talk about it. They pray the prayer, but they can't see it. And Jesus said, I'm telling you, I'm standing here, I'm talking to you, and you can't see me, and you can't hear me. So I speak in parables that you can understand. He says, because if you would see, you would be forgiven, you would be transformed, and you would be made alive. If you could see, if you could see, you just have to see him. When the veil is taken off of their eyes, the veil of being God to themselves. If the veil is taken off their eyes and you will see me, then you will be transformed in the very same image as he is. And we will go from glory to glory to glory. So God gives to you. He's just giving. Why? He's spreading his glory. When you receive it, God's glory is spread abroad in your heart. His glory is spread through his glory is spread in you, 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 and you, and you, and the whole earth is filled with the glory of God. And God is so good and so gracious and so, do you hear what I'm saying? Haven't you been praying, God, just bring me into this season? I pray that 2025 is that year when I'm just so blessed, so overwhelmed. Here, it's here. I'm here to tell you it's here. This is going to be the most incredible year to date because I can see it. Now, it is for me. What about you? God's given you a staff, Moses, and he said, hey, do this. Stretch it forth and say, this is the staff of God. This is only mine because he gave it to me. Moses had his staff, and then God exchanged his staff, Moses' staff, for God's staff, and God says, here, take mine. It's a gift. You can do anything with it. So raise your staff and go in and just accept favor. Just go in and accept favor because it's waiting for you. Go ahead and be generous because it's God giving through you. Just go ahead without any weight, without any indecision or any fear or any lack or need. Just go in and be the fullness of who he's called you to be because it's a gift. You receive power. Once you receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, and then you'll bear witness to me, Jesus said, and to the ends of the earth. And God will be glorified in you and through you. And your fear today is just gone. You don't have any fear. You don't have any reason to be afraid. You don't have any reason to doubt. You're not doubtful. You can see your success. I see it. Can you see it? You're successful. And this year you get to see it in living color. This year, God restores everything that you forgot to see. You didn't lose anything. You just forgot to see it. God required that you give all of you away so he could give you all of him. So you could never spend it all. So you could never get rid of it all. So you can never say, we don't have enough. So God will supply your vision. He'll give you the vision. And then you'll say, and by the way, here's the resources. Only God says, the way you want to please me, you're going to please me, receive what I give you. Who else does that? Who else does that? If you guys want to really, you really want to please me, just take everything I have. Come on, who says that? Only God. Only God would do that. Only God says, you please me if you just receive everything that I have. Just take it all, no gift, no price, no labor, no sweat. All I want you to do is believe me, because that's how love does it. Even when a baby is born, it gives us so much. It's not giving you anything. It's sucking it all out of you. It's taking it all. It takes your sleep. It takes your attention. It takes your milk. It takes your money. It takes everything. and it never stops. Amen. It just wants more and more and more and more. That's the human nature. But God, He said, my ways are not your ways. My thoughts are not your thoughts. God says, I'll give, and I'm giving, and I'm giving, and I'm giving. And you're walking past everything that I'm giving because you're not seeing the crumbs that you're looking for. Look for the glory that I've given to you. See what I've given you. They'll honor you if you can see it. They'll agree with you. I will make them agreeable with you, says God. And why? How could they not be agreeable when you're speaking on behalf of God's gift? And now you've become a gift. Now you can't help but give. Because it's not I that lives, but Christ that lives in me. And that word says, now the giving through you just can't end. And in sowing, you continue to reap because it's not me. What did you have to give? What did you come into the world with to give? So you got some stuff? Where'd you get it? Every good and perfect gift comes down from the Father of lights, in whom is no variation, neither shadow. Every good and perfect thing comes from God, and there's no place else to get it. And what we really want is Christ living through us, because then we're sharing the fullness of who He is. You can't lose anything. You can only receive everything, because that's who and what God is. And there is no time period of waiting or wandering. He said, I'm with you all the time. Will you just see it? If you'll just see it, if you'll just open up your eyes and let the scales fall from your eyes and see what God has given you. If you would just see it, praise would come out of you. You're not really giving Him praise like you think. You just can't help but let it flow through you because you're so thankful and so praiseful because you see all that He's already done. You see all that He's already given. You see all that He is. I don't ever praise God for what He's done. I always praise Him for who He is. I really do, because who He is all I need. And He doesn't need anything from me. Who else is like that? Who else is like that? You can't have a relationship with anybody like that. I just receive from you and receive from you and receive from you, and it pleases me, and what are you going to do? But God is. He just says, I just pour out to you and pour out to you and pour out to you. Who can ascend to heaven and pull Him down? Who can go down and pull Him up? Who can give to God but that He wouldn't give back far beyond you? God overwhelms your sense of deserving. Now you know you're receiving. That's what's about to happen to you. Because God required that you get rid of your junk, you get rid of your stuffed barns, and God says, now I want you to live by faith and prophecy and my word. So you, because if you don't, you're going to wind up with a shortage. You won't make the decisions that you would make if you knew there is no lack. You wouldn't walk the way you're walking if you knew that there was more, far more than you could ask or think for. You wouldn't walk and see the revelation and the vision and the kingdom of God. You'd never see it because you're too busy running around trying to make sure that your little 1 acre garden is doing well. God didn't say, I'm going to give you a garden. He said, this is the garden. He said, I'm giving you and I've given you the kingdom of God. It's on the inside of you. Can you see it? This is the year when it happens. This is the year. And if you're going to get jealous of somebody because they saw it and you didn't, don't. I see it happening. I see it. God said, what do you see? Tell me what you see. What do you see? I see the nations of God filled. All God was doing with Abraham was trying to get his eyes open to see prophetically. What do you see, Abraham? What do you see? And it finally happened. Abraham didn't do well. He didn't do right. He didn't bring the right offering. One thing Abraham did. And Abraham finally believed God. He finally saw it. Mary, she finally saw it. He comes to her and he says, and she says, I'm not even married. God says, no, you just, Mary, open your eyes. God opens her eyes and she goes in and she says, I'm called blessed. They're going to call me blessed forever. I'm blessed of the Lord. And this is what's going to happen. And she incited prophecy through Elizabeth. And every place she went, God just brought out prophetic utterance because she saw it. If you will see it, they'll prophesy your future. They'll hand you over the world. How much of the world can you see? Not do you want, not braggadocious, not so you can claim that you own it all. How much do you see? How much do you see? How much revelation of God in it do you see? How much praiseworthiness do you see? What kind of attitude do you see in you having it all? Is it like God? I will never say, God, I don't need anything except to please you. I'm saying I need everything you've got. Because it's the only way I can please you, if I receive what you give me. So give it all. Give me it all. You receive not because you ask not. And when you ask amiss, that you may consume it on your own lust. What is he saying? What you're asking for is consumable. What I'm giving is not. You're asking too low, too little, too substandard. I want to give you the kingdom. And it's all around you. Can you see it? We're waiting for a time that exists in the present. And when we can see it, it's going to show up. That's a prophetic word to you and to the nations of the earth. Walk in with your staff of confidence in who Christ is. His word is in your mouth. From the east to the Middle East. Tell them what you see. What if they say, don't get trapped in that same scenario of Moses. What if Pharaoh said, no, God has said. God has said. Let the favor of the Lord rest on what you see. I see the hand of God in the midst of a nation of people. I see an economy swerving back and forth and people saying, what shall we do? And God says, be still and see the salvation of your God. I've stripped the robbers and the blind and the lame and the deaf that refuse to see and to hear and to walk in my way. And I've healed the blind. I've opened their eyes that they can see. The deaf that they will hear my voice. And those that will say our feet are made to walk on the straight path that God has put before us. It's so easy, it's straight, and it's before us. How can we not walk on that path? This is a day of praise and excitement and revelation. There will be celebrations that have not existed, that will be televised. New days of feast and celebration unto the Lord, our God. The Lord will crack the shell. And you will see the life, the seed, the future, and not the case around the future. God has split the shell open, and the seed has come forth. The chaff has gone away. The wind has taken it away. The harvest is plentiful. There's just a lot of God all over the nations of the earth. The Lord is blessing people. He's increasing nations. He's blessed you. He's not blessing you. He has blessed you. What is the first thing that God did with Adam and Eve after he made them? He gave them everything. He said, I've given it all to you, and it's all for you. I need you to see it's everything is here. It's all here. There's one tree. It belongs to mine. It's not to be touched. Don't look at anything as though you don't have everything. Don't let anything tell you you don't have everything. My word is your everything. And then what did God do? What was his next move? And God blessed them. What did he do? He gave them a blessing. How did he give them a blessing? By giving them everything. What was the blessing of God? What is the blessing of God? I give you everything. Just believe that I have. That's the blessing of the Lord. I've given you everything. Just believe that he has. How are you going to be blessed? Not by the things you're asking for, hoping for, looking for, but what he has shown you, what he has given you, what he is showing you is already yours. You lack nothing. I've been young, the word says, I've been old. I yet to see the righteous forsaken or their seed begging for bread. See, you will never be begging for bread. See, the favor of the Lord is that he's given you all things. Not giving, given. And the life experience that we have each and every day is a different facet, an endless glory of God being revealed, and it feels and looks like something brand new every single day, but it's coming from the same glory, and that glory is God. And that glory that you're going to experience isn't an external one. It will feel like it, but where it's radiating from is the internal God that is eternal and internal in you. Always with you. You're so blessed. This is such a blessed season. This is such a season of enrichment, enlightenment, insight, revelation, and understanding. People are going to want to partner with how wealthy you are. They will hand over to you just as they did in the old days. They will give to you just as God said, the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the righteous. Why? Because you can see it belongs to you. Only if you know it's for you can you be born again. It is not because you repent. You must repent. But what repentance is no longer me. It's all you. I get rid of me. I have nothing to offer. Everything I bring is sin, and I have nothing to offer. I receive the gift of eternal life. That's all you have to do. That's the prayer. I receive the gift of eternal life. I receive it. Isn't the word receive the Holy Ghost? Receive the gift of God. Receive. God doesn't like religion. God doesn't like haughtiness. And it's very arrogant and haughty to think that you have something to bring in exchange for what God has to give you. Our giving is because God is just giving through us. The nature of God is just pouring out of me. I can't help myself. I can't help myself. You're not giving because you thought it was a good idea. God's giving through you. And you can't help yourself. The glory of God. And God is showing you, watch. What foundation I will build here. I will build new cities on this foundation. I will build new companies, new businesses, new insight, new revelation, new technology, new everything, anything that is good. God will give to you. Every good and perfect gift comes down from the Father of lights, in whom is no variation, neither shadow of turning. Make what you're owed, potentially, make it a gift. It's bigger. If it's received, it's well received. And if not, you're blessed in seeing that you're blessed in giving. I give to the Lord. I give because it's Christ giving through me. It's God giving through me. I don't think I'm that generous in myself. Maybe I'm stingy. I just don't know because I can't help but give. Maybe you don't know, but you can't help but give. God's giving through you. God is a giver. We're not obedient because we want to be. We're obedient because he's given us the spirit of obedience. He's given us. We're not forgiven because we repented. We repented because he's given us the spirit of repentance. Remember, the word says no one can come to him unless he calls you. And that's a gift from God. And then he gives you. Only God is pleased when you receive everything that he has to give. What a great God. How can you not have an incredible relationship with God? How can you not love him? You should give him a chance. You'd fall in love with him. He's beyond imagination, beyond expectation, beyond deserving. And you know you've received what He's giving when you know you're undeserving of what you've just received. You know you're undeserving of what He has just given. How great is God? It's in knowing how great is the Lord. It's knowing and how great God is. It's in coming before everyone, those of excellence, those of importance, those that feel unimportant. It's knowing, great is the Lord my God who is with me, that opens the doors of favor and honor and does so much more, relationships that will last a lifetime. There's plenty of wealth in the world. Don't let anybody tell you there's not. There's more than enough. Fear is a bad economy. Fear is poverty. But greatness, grandeur, glory, wealth, riches, treasure, honor, favor, blessing, wisdom, insight, understanding is a gift that belongs to you. If you can see it, belongs to you. And if you can, it will change your world into exactly what God described, exceeding, abundant beyond all you know to ask or think, according to the power that works in you. What power is that? I can see it. I can see it. He that has ears to hear, or if you will, eyes to see, let them hear, let them see what the Spirit of God is showing and saying. And to you the wealth of the kingdom of God will be poured into you. What do the words say? How are we blessed? How does every good thing come? Seek the gift. Look for it. See it. Seek first the kingdom of God. What is a gift? The wealthiest people, the most enriched people on planet Earth are those that know how to receive God's grace, God's gift, God's love, God's fullness. These are the wealthiest people on Earth. Let's join that nation of people. It's time to walk in the wealth of the kingdom of God. It's time to walk in the favor and the blessing of God. It's time to receive the gift from the giver. And this is the greatest season of your life. Give the Lord praise this morning. Would you stand with me? His divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who has called you to glory and excellence. This is that day. Father, we give you praise. We worship you. We love you. We seek you. We thank you. I hope you can see how blessed you are. This body of people right here, you are blessed if you can see it as your own. The weakness of jealousy is that it's not that you're jealous of someone, it's that you see them have something that you can't. It is not your inability, it is not your lack, it is your blindness that keeps you from being blessed. That's why you should rejoice with those that are blessed, because you know that's me too. You should rejoice with people that are blessed and doing well, and you see the blessing. And And you will if you say, that's me too. That's me too. That's you too. That's you too. That's me too. That's part of me. That's part of the body of Christ. That's the character and the nature of God. He's doing it through them. He's doing it through me. I can see it. Edit the words just a little bit. Even though I can see that you're working. Because you never stop. You never stop. Even though I can feel that you're working. Because I'm telling myself, I can feel that you're working. It never stops. It never stops. Then you walk in joy. You walk in peace. You're not jealous of anybody. But the world that can't see becomes jealous of you. God said, I'm going to make... Israel, he said, I'm going to make them jealous by opening the eyes of the people that can see how blessed they are. And when they see how blessed they are, they're going to be jealous of them because they weren't even taught how to be blessed. They just received it. Are you glad that you can see him by believing him? You said you would do it. People say, well, I prayed and it didn't happen, or I prophesied. You're blind. Of course it happened. God is true. That's what got Adam and Eve in trouble. We got everything, but that one tree, going to make us just a little bit what God said. You just lost it. You just lost it because now you're blind and you can't see. Because you thought that had something. I told you, you've got everything. That was your giving back to me. Giving what? Believe you. I believe you. I have all things. God said they are to take dominion over every creeping, crawling, flying. God gave them everything. He gave them water, diamonds, gold, rubies, sapphire, everything. They had every treasure on the planet. God said, I've given it to you. But if you can't see it, you're poor, you're blind, and you cannot see far off. But if you can see it, you're rich. You're increased, you're blessed, and it will show up around you. It will come. Not that it wasn't there, but it's going to come into your hands because you're going to see it and reach down and pick it up. What do you see? I see the staff of God. I see the favor of the Lord. I see the blessing of God. So every place you go, you expect to see the favor of God, and you will. You will. You will. Every place you go. And you'll see things you hadn't seen before. So you'll be able to pick up treasures you otherwise would have left behind. And this is that day for you. Father, we thank you that we can see. We can see by the eyes of the Spirit. We can see the way you see. Jesus, see me, seeing you in me. See me, seeing you. Seen through me, I can see. I pray over this group, over those that are viewing, over the nations of the earth. Great God, open their eyes that they may see your glory and the wonder of you. Father, I also thank you that songs will be sung that speak only of you. The true worship will begin to pour out of your earth. Glorifying you for who you are, and not just what you've done, but who you are. True worship. For God seeks true worshipers, they that worship him in spirit and in truth. The truth is, you've opened our eyes that we can see. And the life we now live in these bodies, we live by the faith of the Son of God. You won't be turned down. You'll only be received. As God receives you, that's the favor that will go before you. And you will walk in the blessing of the Lord. Man cannot turn you down if God receives you. He will move you to different realms and orientations and places of glory. But the glory remains. Because God is ever faithful. And Father, we praise you for it. We love you. We praise you. We thank you. You and 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 all of you. All of us. This is an incredible season. This is an incredible month. And next month is going to be an incredible month. Next month. Watch you don't fall on over the angels on your way out, because they're all around. Watch you don't trip over the treasures of God, because they're all around you. They're at your feet. Because God is glorious. He lacks nothing. He will withhold no good thing from you. He has given you all things. Let this word instill in you vision and sight. Be healed of your blindness. See what God has given you today. This is the greatest day of your life. Give the Lord praise in the house. Thank you, Father.